Hi there, my name's Kirsty, and today I'm going to talk about the impact of digital technologies on digital literature in education. Now, this whole concept of technology is just baffles me, as I'm late Gen X, well, older than Google, really, I am. I mean, when I was at school, the internet was never heard of. Until probably the last year, and even then it was slow. We had one computer in the whole of school that could access it, and a lot different than nowadays. You had to plug the phone line into it, wait for a strange sound, and have a floppy disk just to access the internet. And even then, to try and search something, it took about 20 minutes for that search to come up. Let's talk about what the understanding of digital literature is. Digital literacy refers to like the ability to effectively and critically navigate, evaluate, and create information using a range of digital technologies. There you go, that's something new. I didn't know that. So you use different tools, but you have to have a lot of skills in coding. I have not got a clue to do that. I know someone that does that. And to me, it just looks like a load of jibbity jab on the screen. But one press of a button, whew, there's a website. Technology has advanced loads since I was at school. I mean, all these different social medias, mobile devices. The next generations that are coming into this world are so lucky to have all that information just at one touch of a button and in their hand. Like I said, I'm Gen X. If I wanted to find out information, I had to go to the library. I had to try and find that book. I had to try and carry that book home and hurt my back from it. But staying informed about all these advancements is essential for the effective guidance. As an educator, there is loads of implications that digital technology can have. For example, enhanced teaching methods, such as blended learning, flipped classrooms, and gamification. So that's where you like play games with the children to encourage them to learn. And for those children that are more of a visual learner, playing those games help them to understand the concept of what they're being taught. For example, playing fun games for maths. It's about finding that personalised learning experience to enhance the student's engagement. Because you can get Joe, who's like the top of the class, he gets it in seconds, but then you've got Billy Bob, who doesn't quite understand and needs that extra support to help him. And by playing these games with him via, I don't know, the interactive whiteboard in the classroom or on Kahoot or some other app, if that's going to help him learn, then that's what you need to do. So digital literacy influences the curriculum design, necessitating the inclusion of digital skills in the educational framework. Curricula must be relevant to the digital age, so what is happening right now, and to preparing the learners and the students for future challenges and opportunities. So when they leave school, they know how to do something, because a lot of jobs nowadays is all your use of technology. Even the manual labour jobs. But as with everything, everything has its challenges. So for example, access. Not everybody can afford a laptop or an iPad at home. So the child's only access to this digital literacy technology is via school. So that's where the school needs to have all this funding to be able to provide that for that education of that child. Is what they are using safe? Is it safe for their age? Is it safe that they're not going online and it's just appropriate for what they are doing at that time? Finally, this one does really annoy me, but screen time. Are they having too much screen time during the day? which affects their learning in general.